Chaotic Change by Nicholas J. Webb, narrated by Andrew Baldwin. Introduction. Change itself is nothing new. It's as old as the world. Since the dawn of time, people have both witnessed and championed the steady evolution of technology, medicine, culture, and science. For the most part, we've embraced change and made it work for us. We're smart. We're humans. We're adaptable. And that's a good thing, because our eagerness to learn and make progress has been the key to our survival. But as we plunge deeper into the 21st century, we sense that something is fundamentally different. The relentless stream of change we see and feel is more intense and less predictable than ever before. Our relationship to technology is evolving. For the first time in human history, we have built machines that think and act independently of human control. We have quantum computers that make decisions using a form of logic we don't understand. In the old days of the 20th century, you would give a computer a set of instructions and a problem to solve, and it provided a predictable answer. Computers did what slide rules and abacuses did, only faster and with more power to handle complex calculations. Now, we have machines that engage in self-directed learning, synthesize vastly more information than the human mind, and make their own choices among many variable, imperfect answers. It's both exhilarating and very scary. We see quantum technology and artificial intelligence as powerful genies let out of the bottle. There are even experts who assert that AI poses a quote-unquote existential threat to human life itself. Can we control these powerful forces, or will they dominate and crush us? We have entered the age of chaotic change. It's chaotic because the clear analog era rules of cause and effect have been erased. Well-defined conditions suddenly produce unforeseen results. Outcomes are less predictable. Instead of one clear answer to a problem, there may be many possible answers. Sometimes what we define as a problem may not be a problem at all. Progress used to be like a river, flowing in one direction. You got in your boat and paddled with the current. In some places, the flow was steady and calm, while in other places, the water rushed through rocky rapids and you had to be highly skilled to stay afloat. But you always knew which direction you were going. Behind you was the past, and in front of you was the future. In today's environment of chaotic change, you find yourself on a storm-tossed sea. The wind and waves come from all directions. Your compass is difficult to read. The stars are obscured by racing clouds. This is your new reality, and to survive, you've got to let go of the old ways and embrace the new ways and leverage them to your advantage. This is the essence of being a far-sighted, bold leader. The willingness and ability to not only accept chaos, but to thrive in it. But there is another side to the story. Paradoxically, while chaos reigns in the world around us, many bedrock principles remain as immutable as ever. Customers still want to buy what they need and be happy doing it. This has never changed. Employees want fair pay and a positive, supportive workplace. Investors want a good return on their money. Leaders want to devote their time and effort to a project that has meaning. The chaos, therefore, comes not so much in what you want to accomplish, but in how you can accomplish it. While the traditional goals remain, the strategies of yesterday have been swept away. The path to success has been obliterated, and it's time to blaze another. Be a chaotic change maker. Leaders who consistently excel in the marketplace and build scalable, predictable growth are not just in tune with change, they are obsessed with anticipating it, ensuring they're always several steps ahead of their competitors. Think of a grandmaster chess player strategizing a dozen moves in advance, or top investors analyzing market patterns months ahead. Success hinges on foreseeing where the market, technology, and customer behavior will shift. This foresight is the superpower of the chaotic changemaker. The alternative is to be a chaotic victim. This is not a good choice for anyone. When you're a chaotic change maker, you seek every possible advantage to lead your organization to victory in an era of chaotic change. You've experienced significant shifts before, but something feels different now. You sense that the current wave of change is more erratic, asymmetrical, amorphous, and disparate. Yet, there's great news. Understanding the power of chaotic trends can equip you to build robust systems, not only to weather the storm, but to harness these forces for unprecedented organizational success. Chaotic changemakers are innovation superstars. Chaotic changemakers grasp the true essence of innovation as we define it. Innovation is the process of creating novel value that serves your organization and your customer. Central to this definition is the concept of value. Historically, most organizations have aimed to achieve incremental or landmark value. However, chaotic changemakers forge paths toward breakthrough and disruptive innovations, leading the marketplace. While traditional organizations focus on maintaining the status quo, chaotic changemakers prioritize innovation, even if it means breaking the mold. This philosophy may seem radical, but in an era of turbulent change, boldness emerges as the ultimate strategy for enterprises. It's often said, but it bears repeating. The greatest risk lies in avoiding risks. Striking the perfect balance between audacity and prudence is the key talent of exceptional leaders. A key hallmark of today's chaotic changemakers is the understanding that, fundamentally, most companies are technology organizations, regardless of what they sell or manufacture. Now, this realization might sound drastic, but it is the reality of today's business landscape. Emerging and existing disruptive technology is crucial for delivering superior products, services, and human experiences. Even sellers of ubiquitous products, such as concrete or paper, know that the difference between profit and loss lies in their leveraging of technology to lower costs and boost efficiency. Today's leaders must understand this technological trajectory themselves, rather than deferring to IT executives. Chaotic change will reveal and discuss the critical importance of understanding the impact of emerging technologies on market value delivery. Ensure your strategy is agile. As General Dwight D. Eisenhower famously said, "Plans are worthless, but planning is everything." In a world of chaotic change, nothing could be more true. Your enterprise operates on a strategy, but only agile, future-ready, innovative, and people-centric strategies will suffice. I'm not suggesting that your entire strategy is obsolete, but the methods to achieve predictable returns have evolved. The carefully constructed strategies of most organizations aren't designed for the velocity and magnitude of today's changes. Embracing and celebrating change, and aligning your pace and scale with the rhythm of change, is essential for meeting your goals. You need accurate, timely information. How about surveys? The prevailing so-called survey industrial complex of customer, employee, and market surveys has led many CEOs to believe their data is accurate and actionable. But this isn't always the case. True insight comes from understanding deeper needs, which will be discussed in this book. This book will introduce cutting-edge methods like hackathons, collaborative ideation, and enterprise innovation to provide you with the insights needed to maintain a competitive edge. The Rise of Human Experience Innovation, HXI. Chaotic change is impacting your customers and employees, and the old approaches to them aren't working. Traditionally, customers and employees have been treated as if they were two different species of animal with opposing desires and expectations. This is increasingly false. It's time to look beyond separate initiatives for customer and employee experiences to the comprehensive approach of human experience innovation, also known as HXI. Organizations often handle rising expectations incidentally and fail to integrate initiatives, leading to a disconnect between unhappy employees and the experiences of customers. HXI offers an integrated approach to foster a culture of enterprise happiness, driving sustainable growth and attracting essential talent. Make agility an enterprise core competency. Many organizations are mired in slow, risk-averse processes that stifle their innovation pipeline. In a time of rapid, chaotic change, the greatest competitive edge is the ability to act quickly and boldly. This requires a high level of awareness, communication, teamwork, and the will to win. Organizations that have the least internal tension always have the greatest capacity for rapid and effective innovation. Leaders and teams can't simply observe chaotic change through a narrow lens, be it new product development, workforce dynamics, leadership, or customer experience. Instead, you must consider all these factors holistically to implement the necessary organizational changes to profit from chaotic change. Moreover, cultivating a culture adept at managing change demands that it be embedded and entrenched systematically in every aspect of what you do. This encompasses how you devise future strategies, your approach to manufacturing, service delivery, messaging, and innovation. Essentially, every facet of your enterprise must be empowered with the systems of change mastery. The Journey Through Chaotic Change. This book is divided into three parts. Part 1 dives into the importance of effective leadership. It's paramount. No matter how many resources you have, or the strength of your market position, if your organization lacks clear, decisive, ethical, growth-oriented leadership, what we call lucid leadership, then you'll have big problems. But fear not. Chaotic change is streamlined and packed with practical steps you can take to strengthen your leadership and your organization. The first chapter presents a deep review of the importance of lucid leadership before presenting the Value Leadership Model, a step-by-step blueprint for leadership success. We'll then talk about the roles of directors and investors. They can make or break your company, before tackling the powerful Make Innovation Real system, which shows you how to make innovation the cornerstone of your chaotic change agenda. No one can afford to ignore artificial intelligence. It's here, it's getting more ubiquitous, and every leader needs to know how to harness its power and control its liabilities. Part 1 concludes with what many may think is a statement of business heresy. You cannot focus only on what you think your customers want. Part 2 focuses on the primary task of the leader, which is to promote innovation in all its forms. We define it as the creation of new value that serves your organization's mission and customer, and it must be woven into the fabric of the organization and sustained over time. You begin by creating a culture of innovation, of which an important part is embracing happiness as a strategy, because unhappy employees don't innovate. They just take their paychecks and go home. This leads us to employee experience design and the innovation operating system, which shows you how to make innovation a normal part of your daily operating procedures. You'll learn the three simple steps to driving innovation, the top 10 innovation killers, watch out for them, and finally, the incredible value of business systems, with one important caveat. While you must have systems, they must be agile and flexible. While internal chaos may be bad, ossified, rigid business systems are just as deadly. Part 3 reveals the importance of your human stakeholders, your people. The book effectively tears down the traditional barrier between employees and customers and shows you that they're in fact two sides of the same coin. In many ways, your employees are your customers, while your customers share many of the same characteristics as your employees. This is human experience innovation, or HXI. It's your job to treat every customer and employee as a unique human being. And while that lofty goal may be still in the future, you can break down foolish, superficial stereotypes and see customers and employees according to what motivates them to either reject or support your mission. Chaotic change is upon us. We can either greet this news with open arms or try to avoid it. We can either use it to fuel innovation or point to it as an excuse to retreat. The upcoming chapters will reveal how you and your organization can use chaotic change to your advantage and build the systemic aspects of enterprise development. This will ensure that you are equipped with the latest systems, tools, processes, and philosophies needed to excel amid chaotic change, which, as we'll discover, is just another name for opportunity. Ready? Let's get started. This has been Chaotic Change by Nicholas J. Webb, narrated by Andrew Baldwin. Copyright 2024 by Nicholas J. Webb, all rights reserved. No part of this book may be reproduced in any form or by electronic or mechanical means, including information storage and retrieval systems, without permission in writing from the author. The only exception is by a reviewer who may quote short excerpts in a published review. The information presented herein represents the views of the author as of the date of publication. This book is presented for informational purposes only. Due to the rate at which conditions change, the author reserves the right to alter and update his opinions at any time. While every attempt has been made to verify the information in this book, the author does not assume any responsibility for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions. Production copyright by Nicholas J. Webb. The end.